the U.S. is set to impose steep tariffs on Canadian goods, and the move is sparking a trade war. But it's not just our governments who are responding. In Montreal, there's a growing movement to buy Canadian. But knowing what products are local is no easy task. That's a problem that apps like Buy Beaver are trying to solve. The app lets consumers scan a barcode to see where a product is from. The project is self-funded by two Montreal-based co-founders, and CKUT spoke to one of them about what it means for a product to be made in Canada and how to get that knowledge to consumers. Here's our conversation. Thanks for coming on CKUT. Can I ask you to introduce yourself?
Yeah, absolutely. I'm Alexandre Amila. I'm the founder of the Buy Beaver app. I was previously a software engineer and before that a student at the University of Montreal. And for the past months, I was working as a startup founder at the Next AI incubator in Montreal. And 2 weeks ago, we decided to build the Buy Beaver app with my co-founder, Christopher Dipp. And here we are now. We have about 25,000 downloads on the iPhone app, as well as, I believe it's in the tens of thousands of visitors on our website, isitfromcanada.ca. And yeah, super grateful for all the support and excited for what's next.
So after the news of the Trump tariffs hit, a lot of people were calling for a boycott of American products, but you guys went further with this Buy Beaver app. Why was that your first response?
The idea came from my co-founder. He was having dinner with his family and they were kind of troubled by the news. And we also, me personally, I saw a lot of news being shared on social media and different lists of products to help Canadians buy more Canadian. And some of them were plain out wrong. We're sharing like false information. So we thought as engineers, what would be the best way to unite a list of products with truthful scores? And we thought the best way was to build a website. And that's what we did in a couple of days. We just launched.
Yeah. How does the app work?
So yeah, I'm talking about website and an app. We first started with a website because that was simpler to launch and it took less time. That was isitfromcanada.ca. And the app Buy Beaver works the same way as the website. So you just scan a product, the barcode of the product, then it will open up, if the product is on in our database, it will open up a score for it and tell you if it's Canadian or not. And the score is divided into three parts. There's one for the manufacturing location. So if the product is manufactured in Canada or not, it's 1 out of 5. And also for the ingredients and materials, if they're sourced from Canada or not. And then for the brand ownership, if the brand and the company that owns the brand is American or Canadian, you'll have a score also for that. But the idea was also not to make this too political. We decided to just say, just tell the user if the product is Canadian. We don't tell the user if it's American or if it's European, or because we just want to help people buy more local. It's not about boycotting America, or we're for free trade. We don't agree with the tariffs being made, but we don't necessarily want to go into a political game here.
You mentioned there are different brackets for different parts of the process. You know, with this era of free trade, where ownership and raw materials, manufacturing can take place in really different countries, how do you even find the information to make an app like this work?
Yeah, actually, I just want to give you an example of why this score is useful as well. There's products that are being sold as Product of Canada. That's like one of the labels out there, official labels. And they could be made in Canada, manufactured, and the ingredients could be coming from Canada. But in the end, the company might be American. So the profits go to an American brand. And so that's a big problem. And regarding the scores, some apps that also popped up at the same time as ours, there's like a couple others, just relied on AI. So you took a picture of the product and it would tell you based on like the image and what the AI thinks, if it's Canadian or if it's American or whatever. But if you took the same picture of the same product, it could tell you one time it's Canadian, the next time it's American. So it was really, really bad. And we, our train of thought was a lot of people, well, people live around the country and people have different informations on, for instance, if you live near a manufacturing firm for like tomatoes or whatever, you have info on where the ingredients are sourced, or if you work at that company, you have info on. So the idea was to make it crowdsourced so that we could, if we had a lot of users and people contributing, kind of like a Wikipedia, we could get like good scores and truthful information that way. Because relying just on AI, for instance, wouldn't be good enough. And there's, from what we've seen, there's no official source of information for knowing where the company is headquartered, but also where the ingredients are sourced for any products in the supermarket. So the best way was crowdsourcing it and making kind of like a, like I said, a Wikipedia platform where people contribute by themselves.
Okay, so it's not just you go, you scan the barcode, you get the information. You're saying you can also upload products yourself.
Exactly. So I can give you stats on this. We have around 30,000 products which are reviewed. So that means there's a score and it tells you if it's Canadian or not. And there's people can also comment. So there's also comments. For instance, if someone could comment, yeah, I know the manufacturing facility is in Ontario or whatever. And we have 2 million products though, but only 30,000 are reviewed. So the rest have to be reviewed by someone. And also some products, when you scan them, they won't appear on our app. So you can just add that product and then review it if you want, or someone else will do it. So it's an active process. It just started 2 weeks ago. There's a lot of products which have not been reviewed or reviewed just a couple of times, but with time, with people contributing and giving out information they have on products, it hopefully will get more and more accurate. So I'm not saying this app is 100% accurate, not at all. It's still a work in progress. We're trying to find like sources of information as well, so we don't need to rely on people voting and giving out what they know about products. But it's we just began, so
I mean, 30,000 products that have already been reviewed on the app. That's pretty significant for something that's only 2 weeks old. Why do you think that ByBeaver has already seen such a big response from the public?
as I said, a lot of apps exist, so we're not the only ones. I think people have realized how important it is through these trade tariffs, etc., to support local businesses that could be in your own province or in general Canadian businesses. We rely a lot on America for the food we eat, the things we do, everything basically. And seeing what has just happened and the announcements of Trump have kind of built a new movement where people are realizing how important it is to help people in their own community. So I think the app is just trying to amplify that, but the need is there and people are looking for solutions. And that's why I think it got that much support.
It's an interesting time, especially here in Quebec, because this boycott US movement isn't even the only boycott that's going on. We have a boycott of Amazon, right? We have the BDS, that's the Boycott, Divestment, and Sanctions movement against products that operate on occupied territory in Palestine. In some ways, it really feels like now is the time of the boycott. And I know you said you don't want to be too political and you don't want to be too negative, but is there anything you can pass on? Maybe things that you've heard from the community, maybe things you've learned while creating this app for people who are seeing this moment broadly and who are looking to make maybe more ethical decisions about how they're spending their money?
Amazon is one example in Quebec of a big US firm coming in and destroying a lot of businesses. Hopefully, with what's happening, people realize how important it is to support the people around them. And I think, yeah, our app is one way to do that. But, you don't even, I wish people didn't need to use our app, honestly. As I said, there's like labels on different products. Product of Canada, where it's at least 98% of all the cost, direct costs associated to a product are in Canada. That's one of the labels. There's also the Made in Canada, which is 51% of all direct costs associated to manufacturing, ingredients, etc., is in Canada. But those labels don't tell the full story. So people have to rely on our apps like us to actually buy Canadian and buy from companies that aren't owned by American companies. So I think the government should make it easier for people to buy in their communities, and I think that's like what we're trying to show with our app. In the end, we don't want people to use our app. We want people to just know ease in an easier way how to buy local.
Yeah, so more information then.
More transparency, and yeah, I think that's the core of it.
And is that what you've been hearing from users as well? What's the kind of feedback you've received?
We've gotten so much feedback. We receive emails like every 10 minutes, and people really love using our app. We also get like some negative feedback. Some products are not rated correctly, but yeah, we're trying to improve that. But I mean, other than that, people have been like really, really intensely supportive of what we've built, and it feels great.
So what are the next steps with this? You mentioned trying to find better ways to tell where everything is made for every product on the shelf. What else is on the horizon?
I think the most important thing about our app is accuracy. So if you tell someone the product is from Canada, it needs to be from Canada. You cannot like give out false information. So we want to make sure everything is accurate. One way of doing that, as I was talking about, was finding like some official source of data. That could be getting certifications from different businesses. We have Canadian businesses reaching out to us and giving out their list of products with images and information on where the ingredients are sourced from, where the manufacturing facilities are located, etc. So we want to do more of that so we can certify certain products and have like actual 100% truth information. And yeah, other than that, maybe finding ways to partner with government, or I'm not really sure yet. It's been wild these last few weeks, so it's but we want to make it as accurate as possible. I think that's the main priority.
Yeah, and for anybody who's looking to consult the website or wants to download the app, where do they go?
Yeah, so you can go on the App Store for iPhones and tap Buy Beaver. That will be our app. And you can also use the website. It's isitfromcanada.ca or buybeaver.ca as well. Both of them work. And for Androids, we have a version coming in 2 weeks. So if you have Android, you can also, in 2 weeks, search on the Play Store for Buy Beaver and you'll get the app.
Alexandre Mila, thanks so much for coming on CKUT.
Thank you so much for taking the time.
The Buy Beaver app is free to download in the App Store. Mila says they have no plans to monetize it in the near future. For CKUT, I'm Jules Bugel with the Local Journalism Initiative.